It's a family reunion. That damn red door is back. And oh yeah, Riley Vocal's in the house!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Good thing I'm as good at cold opens as I am at singing. You want to hear me try to belt this song?
I would love to.
Ooh. Get it? All right. That was me making a fool of myself for this episode.
I loved it.
We are back with the original season 5, episode 8, The Kindness of Strangers. Guys, this episode had me again weeping like a little baby. I don't know if that says something about me or about this show. Probably a little bit about both. I'm Roxy Strayer, and alongside me is our very own chat mistress, Tiana Hobson.
Hello, everyone. Happy to be back this week. Happy to have our special guest. Happy to be in the live chat on YouTube right now if you're watching us live. So get in there. Talk to me. I'll talk to you back.
Yo, that live chat was lit for the last 2 hours. Like, I walked in, and Tiana was glued to her computer. She's typing away. I'm like, what novel is she writing? She's, like, banging out so many things to live chat. We love you guys. Sam Davidson across the table.
Hey guys, so excited to be back. I woke up this morning to a text reminding me that Riley would be here, and I was just my day's made.
I know. Maybe a week, possibly even month.
Definitely a week, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. She's like, I'm not going to give her month.
It's got to be a week. Yeah, at least a week. No, week's a good amount. Yeah.
Riley Vocal, that's the voice you're hearing coming in through your headphones right now. Our very own Freya in the house.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we had to because it's the final season, and we haven't had you on the show yet.
I know.
Well, here you are.
Here I am.
So you are causing up some trouble this week.
Yeah.
On the show.
About that.
Girl.
Well, we're definitely going to break it down. I'm not sorry. But we're just sorry.
Yeah.
I definitely think it's sorry. I'm not sorry.
Definitely.
So guys, as always, we're going to break down the episode. We're going to talk about our favorite people who have come back to the show, including Cole and Rebecca, because we love them so much. And also at the end, we're going to do our fiercest moment of the week, so start thinking about yours now. Riley, that's for you too. We come up with what we think
already
was
got
the
fit.
Oh, boom.
I didn't even get to explain what it was. You're
it's pretty self-explanatory.
That's what I say, but then like sometimes people will tweet at me being like, what's fiercest moment? I'm like, well, it's the moment.
That's the fiercest.
That was the fiercest.
Google definition of fierce.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why we play Beyonce, so you don't have to define it. It's just, it's our queen bee. So let's break this down. Overall thoughts, T, what did you think about the episode?
This episode made me cry. It's very emotional.
I feel you.
It was just a great send-off for a character that we all have loved, and it was a great reunion of people. It's amazing that we were able to get a reunion and a goodbye all at the same time, and it was just beautiful.
Sam?
It was beautiful. I just kept on thinking, like, I'm going to throw up. Like, this is too much for me. It was so sad and beautiful, and I'm just really sad the show is ending, and it...
Sam, you've already watched it multiple times. Like, you watched last night, then again, you're texting us this morning you're watching.
Yeah. Well, I like to rewatch things.
Sometimes you need to.
Well, last night, I just couldn't go to bed until I watched it, but I was half asleep, so then I watched it again.
You got to get it again. Yeah. Riley, was it different watching it than it is being on actual set or reading it? Did you feel different about this episode?
Yeah, it definitely is. When you see it all come together, it's a lot better. Of course, working on set is amazing, but it's been a while. We finished in December, so we haven't seen anything yet. So seeing it is kind of like feeling it for the first time, and I kind of separate myself from my character when I watch it, and try to watch it like the viewers do.
So if you finish in December, that means you probably filmed this episode in October, November. That's a long time ago.
That makes sense. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Wow.
I hate it when they do that.
Why? Because you want to be in them on the know?
Yes. Like,
you want to know the second they film it, you want to watch it?
Yes, I do.
When they did more episodes, it used to be air while we were shooting.
I know.
Yeah.
Because it's cool to think we're watching this now, but they're still there shooting new episodes. I don't know.
Well, you're just sad that it's coming to an end and they're not there shooting.
I have a problem with goodbyes.
Yeah. Me too. And we had the goodbyes this episode. Let's talk about Cole first, though, because we got a hello.
That
we're not used to getting hellos on the show. Cole came back into our lives, and damn, did it feel good. I was so excited to see him here, although I will say I missed Davina a little bit.
Pissed.
I mean, yeah. But I was also really excited about the way that Cole came back
because he
was shirtless. And
that was the damn did it look good comment that I made. Yeah.
Shirtless and like, oh, I was just, you know, waiting for my wife to come home. We all know about chicka bow wow.
Definitely what was happening.
Yeah.
When you guys are on set and you know based on the script that somebody's about to be shirtless, do you guys like poke fun at each other or all like crowd around while you're filming?
Especially with Nathaniel, we do. Yes. he is the king of shirtless selfies. And he's got a good body, so he's always good, but we definitely make fun of him.
Yeah. I could see that. I bet he takes it like a champ, though.
He does. He definitely does.
He probably loves
it. He's the goofball on set, so he always gives us shit, too.
We've heard so many stories about you guys, like, pranking each other and always, like, having fun on set. Is that something that you've experienced while being there?
Yeah. it's a lot of laughing, especially if you get, you know, Gillies, Charles, and Nathaniel in one scene. It's going to take a few times to shoot it. Gillies, one of my favorite things he always does is he'll take a prop of some sort when it's your coverage, of course. And he'll like play with it during your coverage somehow. Like we have this big paintbrush and he would just like smack himself like in the face while you're trying to do a serious scene and look at him. Or he'll like whisper something in your ear, like really silly and funny, and you have to keep a serious face.
You've got
to
get them back, though.
I know. We all try, but they're really the best at it.
It's not fun when you're not good at playing pranks.
I know.
At least you can admit that, though.
Yeah. I mean, I give it right back a little bit. I've definitely learned to like whisper in his ear a few times and get him back for that, but he's just much better at it.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Good on you.
I'm rooting that if you guys ever do like, well, you're going to be doing conventions and whatnot, that you somehow make him look like a fool on stage.
I always, when the fans ask me questions at the conventions, I always say he's my least favorite person to work with. But that's not true. He's one of my favorites.
All right. So going back to Cole. So his key seemed to be relatively easy to find. It was in a Shakespeare book. And I loved this flashback that we got. And I mean, I love the story that we got about him giving this to Hope, because we haven't seen Cole interact with Hope since that very first episode.
And they had so much chemistry together.
Yeah.
Yeah. We always talk about on the show how Auntie Freya and Uncle Cole seem to be kind of mom and dad, but also big sister, big brother in this situation.
Totally.
And yeah. I love that we got to see, like, throughout the years, he did keep in touch, even though he's not allowed to be there.
Yeah.
And what better than Shakespeare?
So sweet. But it also, and I think it showed their relationship too, his and Hope's, because she knows that he has his own life and he's happy and he should be the first to kind of be able to get out of there, because he really has never done anything to her.
And he didn't really want to be there that much. We get to that part of the conversation with Marcel, but first we're hearing a little bit about him and Elijah, when Elijah's kind of saying, you know, why aren't you and I close? What's happened? And he's like, well, you did kill my wife, you know. Was the other person responsible for that?
Yeah.
There's got to be a little bit of guilt there. I never think about that when I see you and Elijah, when I see you and Cole, but that's kind of the case.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if they've fully forgiven us for that.
What are you mad about, T?
No, I'm just realizing, because we had a conversation earlier about the whole Elijah situation, how 2 weeks ago I said that we could all find a way to forgive him, yet you were like, no, we can't. We never will. And I was like, we've forgiven Klaus for a lot of things. Freya killed Davina.
That's true.
We forgave her, too. So I'm just saying that, like,
she's, for the sake of the family.
For the sake of
She's super helpful, though. Like, it's hard to say mad at Freya. She's really
helpful. Elijah's not helpful.
No.
I'm so still with you. I don't feel bad. People commented last week, you know, how could you guys be? Because it was just me and Roxy, and I think we were really going in on Elijah.
I needed to be here to defend Elijah, apparently.
I'm like, go away. I don't want to see your face anymore.
I'm starting to actually feel bad, though.
Feeling a little bad.
Why do we think Cole seems to be easier on Freya than he is on Elijah in terms of the Davina situation, though?
I don't know. There's probably a lot more history between those two. You know, I was gone for all of their childhood.
You had your own history going on.
Yeah. I was off. So I think there's probably more history there. And I don't know. I don't know why he forgives me.
I think
I forgive him for a lot, too.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And it's probably easier, like, you got your sister to be like, oh, okay. So, but brother on brother crimes,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
a different game.
Well, and I think Freya always tries to keep the family together. Like, that's always her end goal, no matter what. Like, when they're fighting, she doesn't like it. She wants everyone to be together. Sometimes she's had to go against a few of them for the sake of the family, but I think she always just wants the family together.
And the sake of the world. You at least acknowledge other people. You're yeah. the only family member, or Marcel too, that kind of goes, hey, everyone could die. Maybe we right. should chill.
Cole doesn't really seem to care about that, though. He doesn't seem to care about the family, the world, or always and forever.
I mean, Cole is just a guy who was on a bad path, found love.
Yep.
And, you know, it set him straight.
He wants to live it.
But
he
why,
just wants to live his life. Leave
why
him alone.
Can't he yeah. have love? And have his family. I kind of hated have his you, line that he said to Marcel.
Have you met his family?
Well, I know, but yeah. they could figure out a way. It's 2018, or isn't it? No.
But he's still trying to be in touch with the new generation of the family, which is Hope. So I do like that he still has that connection and that bond with her, while also weeding out the toxic parts of the family for him. Because the family to Cole is toxic.
And for sure. we see Freya and Keelan, they're having their issues because Freya is putting the family first. Same thing with Rebecca and Marcel, putting the family first.
Story
so,
of our lives.
Yeah, yeah, and I think Cole put his foot down. He's the only one to do it so far who was like, my family doesn't come first. They come yeah. second, and I care, but...
Boundaries.
Yeah. yeah.
That's what my therapist says, yes. you know? Boundaries.
It's true, though. I really... Today.
No, but I really... It makes sense. I'm watching this, and I'm like, he drew the boundaries.
Yeah.
It's what he did.
He did.
But you don't appreciate that.
I know. I'm really bad at drawing boundaries. I'm not there yet.
I can't tell what side I'm on, though. Do I think that Cole drawing this boundary is right and that it's okay to put your family second? Or do I think that the Freya-Rebecca side of this is more accurate? Like, I can have both, and I've got... Freya's more like, I can have both, but Keelan, I need to be here. And Rebecca's like, I can have both. Marcel, you need to leave me. What is right?
They're kind of bad at balancing it.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of all in one way or the other, I think. Yeah.
I get that, though. But that's what I love about this show, because no one's good or bad. Like, no one's ever, well, I was going to say right or wrong, but people are wrong.
You think Elijah's wrong. We've already established that.
I mean, there's a lot of wrongdoings on this show. We just kind of look past it. But I just want to, I don't know if we've gotten there. I want to make sure I bring up this conversation with Rebecca and Klaus. Or no, we'll get there with the Elijah thing.
Okay, moving forward.
Sorry.
You lost me a little bit. I want to talk more about
going
Freya.
Going through sibling okay, by sorry. Sibling. We're on Cole.
Going
Sam,
back.
Look at the board. It's on the board.
I have to turn
breakdown.
My head.
Break your neck. So let's talk about Freya, because Freya comes in on her white horse, a.k.a. down these beautiful stairs, and is like, Vincent did it. Vincent did this. Playing all
BS.
Stupid. Like, yep. She doesn't know. But she did this. Why didn't Freya just come right out and tell them what was what?
I think she was trying to keep everyone from exploding initially and from coming at her. And she just, her and Hope have this bond, and they decided they needed, this is the only way for this to be done. And this needed to happen. And it wasn't going to happen if they told them. They would have found some way to, you know, not make it happen, I think. So we had to keep it under wraps until we got them all in the Chambre de Chasse.
I can't say
that.
It.
I know.
Every
we all
time.
Hated it on set. It's
and I'm over here trying to learn French right now, and I was right. like, I cannot say that to save
I
my life.
I don't think I can either properly.
I'm like, chases? Chambre chases?
Yeah, that's about right.
I said champs like champagne.
Oh, champs.
Oh, nice.
Champs.
Yeah. I don't think they would mind
makes,
as much being stuck in a bunch of champs.
I was going to say, that makes it sound much more appealing.
Yeah.
So
you guys, on set, it was like a running joke anytime somebody had to say it.
Yeah, there was a few things. And we had like a, you know, there's always a loophole to explain anything. Because sometimes
that's what
we'd
said.
Be like, this doesn't really make sense. It's like, well, there's always a loophole. And we actually say it on the show. So that was a running joke.
Because you guys have, I mean, especially your character being a witch. Yes, Coven of Witches.
Yes.
Oh, you don't
I'm
even know
witch
she's a witch.
Yes.
I sensed it.
You
as
did?
Soon as I
we
walked
know.
In.
Oh,
yeah.
You did know
already,
that.
Yeah. I already knew.
But, you know, the spells that you sometimes have to say and chant
oh, God,
and stuff.
Spells.
How is that? Like, Looking at your script, all I would see is a bunch of vowels.
Oh, yeah. They're real languages. So they're mixed up. It's like Nordic and Latin and all these things.
So you're not making that up?
No. They're actually things like we have to learn and mean things. Was funny when I was first on the show and I was staying like in a lot of hotels and on a lot of airplanes. I feel like the people next to me thought I was possessed because like the only way I could learn it, I have a pretty photographic memory with lines. But when it comes to those things, I mean, I don't. So I have to just say it over and over and over. And I'm like, if someone in the hotel room next to me is hearing me, like, they're thinking I'm Satan.
Yeah.
And I can't improv them. Like, we would have certain actors that could improv them really well. And I would try sometimes, and then I would end up, like, screaming out something like, Al Pacino. And they're like, hey, you can't say Al Pacino. And I'm like, all right, well, I got to just learn the...
So the people who are improvising it, they're really just making up syllables.
Oh, yeah. Like, Daniel Sharman, like, used to just make up syllables. Yeah. Yeah.
But nobody can call them out.
Oh, no. And he was so good at it. Yeah. It was like, yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Maybe he did know what he was doing.
Sam, you try.
Know about it.
Try to do a chant.
Oh, come on.
Putting you on this. Well, I have to pay you back for when you completely left Hooker. What do you got? Drum roll.
That was a good start.
She's got nothing.
Shumana Shimasna Kali Saba.
That is not bad. That is way better than any time I have tried to make it up. I just have to say.
That's what you call yes and.
That is way better.
And. Team player.
There's actually a rumor, too. I'm sure it's not true, but I still like to tell the story.
Yes.
That real New Orleans witches called the show and said, you're playing with fire. Stop doing the chants the way that we initially they were written. And that's why they're now mixed up in different languages as opposed to one language. Just wanted to throw it out.
Oh,
it's fun. It's a fun rumor.
When you say they called the show,
Let me open up my Yellow Pages.
Yeah. Probably didn't happen. But.
No, they came in their nightmares.
Right?
Like, wow. The execs were just like, whoa.
Yeah.
I think we need to stop doing
that. No, the execs ended up in a Shama Deshaus. And then they called them.
Wow. Yeah, so that's where they are. Now I understand it all.
That's definitely what happened.
While we're talking about fun stories, you were actually starting to tell us something amazing out there about when you originally auditioned. Yes. Who you thought.
Yes. When you audition for a lot of these shows, they don't tell you who you're actually auditioning for because they want to keep it secret. So they told me I was auditioning for Davina's sister. And I was like, okay, great. I can see like some similarities. I could do that. And I get there and one of the writers, like on my first day, I think I was at wardrobe. She was like, yeah, you know, you're like the oldest Michelson, like the oldest sister. I was like, nope. Didn't know that.
So you'd already been cast.
Already in Atlanta. And they had told me I was going to be there for, I think, like 2 or 3 weeks. So I told my friends, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go do this vampire show in Atlanta for a couple weeks. See you in a few. And then I didn't come back for 4 years.
Wow. Is that one of those things where you just impress them on set and they're like, I guess we'll keep this character?
I mean, I think they, yes and no. I mean, I hope that was part of it. But I also think... they were playing out what the fans, I think, thought of the character. And so they start you off kind of as a guest star and see the vibe, see what the fans are thinking and how they're feeling. And then we all blended really well and our chemistry is really great. So I think they continued it.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, did that not happen with Finn? What happened to Finn? I always have questions about Finn.
Yeah. What did happen to Finn? I mean, I know it happened, but... But, yeah.
I mean, it's just weird to be introduced to one. Because I think when you're brought in as a Michelson, you're going to stay.
For the most part. I mean, it did feel like, you know, you were a tiny bit safe from being on the chopping block. Because it just would happen all the time. I mean, people die on our show all the time. That being said, you never really did feel safe.
Rest in peace, Aiden Jackson. We miss you guys.
Honestly.
Haley.
Yeah, see, no one's safe.
It's not real yet.
Well, and to be honest, sorry, like when Freya first came, I was like, we need to get rid of her.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
I was like,
I don't trust her. I don't know her. I don't know this girl. She's crazy.
She's like psycho.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could assume I would be scared too. Like, oh, I don't actually know if I am safe as a Michelson.
People did not trust me. Well, the family didn't trust me and the fans didn't trust me.
No, I didn't. I was one of those
people. For a long time.
I see you.
You had to prove yourself. I think that you guys probably have to pitch a pretty perfect game on set. I've always thought about this because otherwise you just get daggered. And they'll throw you in a box until they think that you're a nice person again. Like,
it's true. There's no limits to how you can die on the show.
Right. So if and then they can bring you back. They're like, we'll bring you back for the finale because the fans will be happy. But like, we're daggering you and you're staying in that box for, I don't know, 4 episodes.
Yeah.
Putting you in timeout.
I think for the most part, we really lucked out actually with our cast. Everyone's very professional and very talented. We still like have fun and goof around, but when it comes down to it, I definitely learned a lot working with all of them. You know, Joseph Morgan is incredible to work with.
Is he your favorite person?
He's
to work
my
with
favorite. He's just an awesome guy and awesome talent. That being said, it's hard to say my favorite because they're all my favorite in different ways. Like, you know, it depends what you want to do that day. If you want to laugh or if you want to, you know.
My mom says that about her kids.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly.
So I get it.
Yeah. You like have different favorites different days.
You know, they're always your mom's favorite. Like I said. Don't even.
Daniel Gillies is my least favorite.
Yeah. That we're clear on. That's the only thing we're clear on.
Yeah.
But going back to the episode, what do we think changed? Because Hope kept coming to Freya being like, Auntie Freya, we're going to fix this. I'm going to make this work. And Freya's like, oh, sweetie. No.
Right.
Like, trust me. And then all of a sudden, Freya is completely on board with Hope's plan to champagne them.
I don't know.
So what changed? What was that conversation like?
I don't know. I think when Hope's like initial like hope, for pun intended, for like her family and like fixing things and stuff, I think Freya was just kind of like, listen, like we've been around for thousands of years and there's not a fix to this. I'm sorry, you know, and Hope was always who she was trying to protect. So I think there was really no answer. And then somehow I think it maybe came to them that they could put the Hollow back into Hope. But I think initially Freya wasn't maybe into that. She doesn't want to harm Hope in any way. She wants to protect her. But then she started going, you know what? We've all done dangerous things for our family. We've all put ourselves out there and sacrificed things. And it's her turn to be able to do that.
And I definitely in predictions want to get to what that means for Hope. Because we've got some thoughts on having the Hollow back inside her, which cannot be fun or pleasant. Let's talk a little bit about Rebecca, though. Because Rebecca's back this episode. I feel like of all of the players that sometimes come and go, we are so team Rebecca here on this show. We just love
Claire Holt.
Yeah, she's want her all the time. She's awesome to work with,
too.
She's
awesome. Yeah, she's so much fun.
Gosh, she's so good. And when she comes in this episode, I kind of, in my head, was like, this is it. We're going to end this episode with a wedding. That end game, they're getting married. And I was sorely mistaken. Wow. As if she hasn't stomped on Marcel's heart enough. This was brutal.
I know. I let go of my love for them a little bit because it was hurting too much.
Yeah. Never let go.
Yeah. We learned that from the Titanic. Come on.
No.
And there's also room on the door for both of them. I'm just positive about that.
About what? Sorry.
About there being room on the door for both of them in the Titanic.
Oh,
it's unrelated
yes,
to the
Kate.
Show. I just feel like Rose could have made room for Jack.
It's
there
true.
Was
yeah.
extra
there
room.
Was
body
well,
heat, too.
Yeah. Rebecca can make room in her heart for Marcel.
That
she
is,
just needs to do it.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, I know. I got you.
And that's it's annoying. Rebecca, I don't understand why she can't see that Marcel will go down an even darker path if she's not with him. He'll probably be angry and he's just going to turn into a villain if they need each other.
I agree. I also think, though, that, you know, she had a point. Like, New Orleans was always one of his first loves, and he really thrives there. And she's just always wanted to be normal and have a family and get old.
That's
and
true.
She can't have that, and so I don't know if she'll ever really be able to let go. And I think it can also symbolize, you know, a lot of people want someone or something, and they love them, but they're too scared. You know, they don't want to be the one being abandoned or hurt or whatever. So sometimes it's easier to just leave.
Yeah.
Riley, do you ship people?
Occasionally.
Are you a shipper of Marcel and Rebecca?
I am. I do. I love both of the characters a lot and love them together. So I would definitely say I am a shipper of them.
We have to know. Shipper of Klaus and Haley or Elijah and Haley?
Well, I mean, things have changed a little bit, but I think I would always be Elijah and Haley.
You didn't even throw Jackson and Haley in there. Jaylee's been your ship
for forever. Jaylee's been my ship forever, but the chat keeps going back and forth about Klaus and Elijah right now, so I had to get it in there for them. But yeah. I mean, how Jackson for not, life.
You didn't even ask about Klaus and Caroline. Caroline's my ship.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got ships. We've got ships on the show.
A lot of ships in the night.
It's like the teenage girl inside of us comes out way too hard. I
love
it. Show.
It's why we love doing this so much together. Because we all let our weird fly for an hour every Thursday.
Here's what I like about how Marcel's handling Rebecca, though. I feel like Marcel could have been really mean to Rebecca in this episode. She could have come back after breaking his heart and he could have been like, really petty, don't want to talk to you, not into you, but he's still vulnerable and open and still says, I still want to be with you. And I feel like that takes a big man to do that. Most guys would be like, peace, you ditched me after thousands of years and all of this back and forth and you didn't want to get married and I gave you an ultimatum and I'm done. But he seems to stand by no matter what she does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think they probably are endgame. At this point, Freya obviously has more information than we do, so Riley, you know more. But do you guys think they still are going to end up together?
Look, you just defined a ride-or-die relationship.
Right?
They are ride-or-die together, and I don't care what Rebecca thinks she's doing, her and Marcel are what is going to happen.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of am envisioning this scene at the end where Rebecca's on a bus, and they call each other and he's like, be right there. And they go on a bus together and they just leave. It's like, let's get the hell out of here. And
where are they going?
Who knows? The world is their oyster.
Bus won't get them to like somewhere cool though.
It'll be go to France or something. Symbolic. It'll be symbolic.
Right. Somewhere in like Alabama.
I take the bus.
Yes.
I don't know. Or an airplane, private jet.
A nice bus? Are we talking Greyhound? Or like a school bus situation?
Well, I do miss the vamp speeding to places. They never do that anymore.
I know. They don't do that enough.
And it's like they could.
Right.
Well, we found out in this season that you can project people to places. So once you can project somebody somewhere, I feel like you don't need to speed there. You're probably exhausted when you speed someone there.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather just have a witch best friend who puts me in a place for a minute and then is like, okay, I do it.
Or the actors don't want to,
I want to go there. I want to eat the food. I want to meet the people.
Wait, what is that process like?
It's, so anytime someone vamps in the middle of the scene, everyone freezes. And they walk, you know, to where they're vamping to, and we freeze, and then they go unfreeze, and then we, like, continue, and we're like, wow, that was so fast.
Oh my God. And they speed
it up, so they speed up just that part where it's like, shoof. But really, they literally just, like, we're, like, frozen, and they walk, and then we have to be like, wow.
Who feels...
TV magic.
Yeah, TV magic.
Who feels like the bigger loser in this situation? The frozen people or the person who's, like, slowly...
Yeah, definitely the frozen people, I think. You know, we're like...
Do you ever, like, on accident sneeze or move, and they're like, oh, we have to do the whole shot again?
I didn't hear them do, like, say to freeze. Yeah, all the time. That was me on set, always. Falling, very clumsy.
I never even pictured
it. Don't you dare blink, either.
Right.
At this point, reading the script, when you didn't know what was going to happen ahead, did you think that Rebecca and Marcel were going to end up on a bus somewhere together and running away in happiness?
I think so. I think I always hope for that. I think Rebecca deserves a happy ending. I think not everyone, you know, gets what they deserve on the show, but...
That's true.
But that would be my hope without...
Did they come to you guys and say, you know, we're on episode 8, we've got a few more, here's where we're picturing your characters going? Or did you have, were you going in blind and you didn't know where you guys were going to end up?
No, I think we were fairly aware. I mean, usually we find out things last minute, but they usually give us a phone call before the season even starts and kind of go over a little bit where they're seeing our characters going. And then closer to the end, I'm assuming, especially with, you know, the Michelsons, we kind of all have an idea of where it's going.
Wow. Do you ever try to, like, give ideas to the writer's room a little bit? And you're like, I think Freya would really be good in this situation.
I didn't do that much, but I know that, I think Joseph and Daniel definitely had some some ideas for their characters this season. And I think we were all very grateful that we got the fifth season because we kind of had to end season four with like not knowing. And so it was this really weird like goodbye maybe. And we kind of like didn't get to do what we wanted with our characters, I think. And this was just a blessing because we got to put it all out there and kind of end it how we wanted to.
And thank gosh we got this season because I think it might be my favorite season of the original so far.
They really brought it. But I will say if it would have ended last season, it's one of those episodes I would have been okay.
Yeah.
It was so good.
They were trying to do that. Yeah, yeah. Definitely leave the fans with something they'd be okay with if it were to end. But it was hard with the like actual cast, I think, and the crew and stuff. Like, just this weird, I don't know if I'll see you. This way we got to take in every moment of the last season knowing it was the last one.
When Charles came on, he was like, we all said bye. And then we came back and it was like a little embarrassing. Awkward. Like, hello again.
All like emotional. Bye. Yeah. And we see each other again. Yeah. Charles, by the way, on the last day, we were all like standing around and like kind of saying our piece to everyone and like saying thank yous and stuff, and that mother started to get emotional, and when he did, I lost it. Can you imagine Charles getting emotional? I mean,
is it like when dad cries? You're like, yeah, oh no,
exactly,
dad.
Exactly.
Speaking of dad, let's talk about Klaus. Good transition, Sandy. Working your way back into my heart.
Thank you so much.
So Klaus got to me in this episode because we did see him show a bit of a softer side while he was upset with Elijah. I feel like Haley's death has had a massive impact on him. And he really is kind of transitioning into this guy who is able to see both sides of a situation, which I was surprised with in this episode. T, how did you feel about Klaus?
Well, everyone knows that I'm ride or die for Klaus.
I know, that's why I'm asking you. What did you think about him in this episode?
I thought he was great in this episode. You can still see the hurt and how hard it is for him to even begin the process of forgiving Elijah for what the part he played in Haley's death, but then also him ultimately becoming the bigger person to do exactly what Elijah has done for him countless times throughout the centuries was just very great to see. And I love the flashback scenes with like him and Haley and naming Hope and all that.
Wow, those were tough on me.
Those were tough, but it was beautiful.
So I'm assuming that's what, because Charles teased us and said, we will see Haley again. So I'm assuming this is it. I really wanted there to be a ghost or something.
Riley, can you tell us, is this the last time that she was on set? You don't have to.
I am not going to tell you.
Okay. I'm thinking that she will be in the finale. Because I just can't picture a world in which we don't have some kind of flashback or like seance or something in which she joins us.
I just want to know she's okay.
Well, all right. I think it depends on what you believe in. If you believe in a heaven and hell situation, I definitely think she got the good end of that stick. And if you believe that she's like just one with the earth, and also the way that she died, she knew she was helping her daughter. So
yeah, ultimate sacrifice.
I know.
I think she's okay. Probably she'd rather be alive, but if you can't do that.
Like, if I had to choose.
Life. Next best option.
If we have to pick. That flashback with her as Klaus is talking to Elijah about Elijah being curious if he's close with Hope or what the relationship was like. And we learn about how Hope got her name in that moment. That was really touching. How somebody gets their name is a massive deal. And that's Uncle Elijah. And for them to come so full circle, we'll touch on that in a second, but so that Hope now doesn't look at him as the uncle that gave her name or this uncle that did, but it's the guy that she signifies with death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah. I mean, I think that helps Frey out in terms of favorite aunt, uncle. Yeah. Like,
it was my plan all along.
Yeah. It seems that way.
I knew from the moment we met her, we couldn't trust her.
It's true.
Can you imagine? She's had a secret plot this whole time.
That comes out at the end of this. Frey was the big villain all along.
Yeah. Oh, that would be amazing.
Pulling all the strings. That would be awesome. those letters. I want Julie to post those somewhere. Like, okay. I want to read every single letter.
I don't. I don't want to cry. I don't want to sit there and cry.
Sam, you love
crying. They posted one last night. Let me see.
She's like, I'm not denying it. I'm just going to
have a party where everyone reads the letters and cries.
Oh, they posted one, too?
Yes, they posted one last night. I'm just going to see if I can find it. Okay, if you guys have the link, let me know.
In our news and gossip, you can, when we talk about news and gossip a little bit, you can, if you find it by then. Anything else about Klaus's storyline before we get the whole pass out situation, which there was some witchy name for that, too, that you guys want to touch upon?
I loved seeing him kind of lose it to Elijah and say, you killed him. Like, you killed my brother, to his brother. I think that's always an interesting thing that, like, I've felt like in life, too, if someone I love is hurting themselves in any way or they're doing not acting like themselves, I get mad at them about protecting them. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like he had this breaking point of just being like, you killed my brother and I will always hate you for that. But deep down, you know, it really is his best friend and they got to do it together.
We always talk about people on the show being their worst enemy, their own worst enemy. And that is exactly kind of what Klaus is saying about Elijah. You did this to yourself and now you're going to have to live with it. Yep. And we get to that situation with Elijah where we finally hear that he calls Marcel Marcellus. And that immediately I was like, wait a second.
Right.
Is he lying to us? Does he remember? Or what's going on here? And we were a little bit patient with him, but we still were like, no, you're going to remember. And this is what's happening. So we got our red door back. Mm-hmm. If I never see this red door ever again, and imagine if I feel that way, I'm sure Elijah's like, darn red door. Like, but I love that the show has been so smart that they've thought about that. They've carried that through for such a long time.
Consistent, yeah.
Yeah, and we've used it as a device. What did you guys think about when Klaus is convinced that he is the one to help Elijah through this door?
By Rebecca?
Yeah.
That was the part that I don't know why, but my brain just went there 20 minutes ago. But that's the part I was going to talk about.
2 minutes of the episode, Sam's like, I know where I'm going.
I was like, where the hell did that come from?
I love it. What moved you about that part so much?
Saying that Klaus killed their mother. We all forget. We go,
I didn't.
Sorry. And our father.
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, but,
yeah, but he father deserved that.
Yeah. But so basically saying always and forever, we've all done terrible things and we all need to support each other. And I just thought she framed it in a way that made sense to Klaus, which made him be able to support Elijah in that way.
I feel like Freya and Rebecca are able to get through to Klaus so much more than his brothers are.
Yeah.
Anytime one of you guys says something to him, I feel like it affects him. But if Cole, or back in the day, Finn, or Elijah says something, Klaus almost doubles down on whatever it is he's doing.
He's like, shut up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe that is just because he had such a bad relationship with his father that it's like, I don't want a man giving me advice about anything ever.
Yeah.
Maybe he still feels a lot of guilt about his mother, so associating them with the girls kind of, you know, he didn't hate his mom, he hated his dad.
He also has come down on Freya and Rebecca a few times pretty hard and gone against them. And it took a long time for him to even listen to Freya. But I think they're similar in certain ways, and so eventually they got that. But yeah, I think he's done it to all of the siblings at different points.
Yeah, that's a good point. Everybody.
Yeah, to everybody.
All of his love interests, all the siblings, anybody who was just walking by him on the street.
Yeah.
Tiana, with that, sorry, that smirk going on.
The chat is yelling at us to talk about something, and it's like, calm down, guys. When have I ever let you down? Clearly, we're going to freaking talk about it. We're just not there yet.
I don't know what it is, but I'm sure we'll get there. So we find the key in the coffin. The chat, I'm looking at it.
Sorry,
now.
They're like yelling at me. They're yelling at me.
So we find the key in the coffin.
Don't have to yell.
Yes, we do. Don't you know we're in 2018? We always have to yell. That's what you have to do. So this means that Hope views Elijah officially as death, like we talked about. Brutal, gut wrenching. Also, by the way, Marcel, best key looker there ever was.
I thought that too. I literally was like, wow, that was easy. I was watching with my best friend and she was like, are those snakes? And I was like, yeah. She's like, were they real? I'm like, yeah. And so she's like hiding her eyes from it. And
he then, really like, put his hand in the real snakes?
And he's like, she's like, oh, that was easy.
Those were real? Those snakes are
they
real?
They were real.
Yeah, yes. See, that's when I freak out. Like, no to the snakes.
Yeah, you're not good with snakes.
I hate snakes.
Yeah.
As soon as I heard the ride, I was like, oh, crap, there's going to be snakes right now.
Yeah.
Like, covered my
head. Was all of that all season, like the red blood, obviously wasn't really blood, but was it red water behind you guys and snakes and all of that?
It was half and half real and post.
Yeah, I was going to say CGI, some of it. Maybe.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely. But when anytime we use blood, it's basically like thick corn syrup. And so anytime you've had to have it like come out of your nose or like cough it up, it's like right before you shoot, they like put it up your nose and then they call action and you come down and like thick corn syrup goes like down your throat and out your nose. It's a lot of fun.
Does anyone ever throw up?
I feel like a few people have had like a few like, you know, gag reactions. But yeah, it's pretty nasty because it's sweet too. And you don't expect blood to be sweet, obviously. Yeah. So it's like this.
Does it burn?
A little bit. It's just like thick syrup. It's not good.
Probably have to go to the gym after it like 16 times.
Right?
Like, I just all my calories for the day.
Yeah.
And I didn't even like it.
Yeah.
It's your version of having ice cream, but unfortunately it's blood.
Yeah.
What a bummer. So then we've got a couple other things this episode before we get to you guys in the chat. Where Tiana's trying to telepathically tell me something about the chat right now.
We're on the same page. It's fine.
Well, you keep your screen so dark, I can't read what you're trying to point out to me. This is insider baseball for you guys at home. Yeah, well, you've got better eyes than I do. I'm a little grandma. So, like we said, we talked about saying goodbye to our Haley. Gosh, I think that this was a good moment, though, that we all kind of got on the same team again. We are all in this together. And we've got our Elijah freak out moment, too, where it's all coming back to him.
That was hard.
Wow, he did a great job with that, though.
He did an amazing, amazing job.
I know he's your least favorite to work
with. He's my least favorite, but I give him props for that. he really hit it out of the park.
It was so strong.
This is the part where I was like, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
I'm so sad.
Flashes of all the memories.
When I finally felt for him again, though. Yeah. I finally did feel for him again. So that pretty much wraps up the episode. We definitely are going to get to our fiercest moment.
Don't forget, though.
One thing. Ooh. What's yours?
That the suit goes back on at the end.
Yeah. But also him and Antoinette. Yeah. He just said,
Like, bye, Felicia.
Can I tell you how little that part affected me, though? Which I feel bad about, but, like, he gives her the cure, so he did his job as a good person. Like, he's not going to just let her die. But I don't care now. I go back and forth, and I know I said I cared if they ended up together, but I don't anymore. Because he's got to deal with the Haley thing. If he was just like, all right, I got all these memories back. Antoinette, I'm going to pounce on you. I would have been like, no, bro.
Right.
You can't do that.
Then we would have really been mad.
As a woman, I felt bad. He could have at least said, I maybe need a decade.
That's true.
Come find me.
It would have sucked to be her. That is true.
That is
pretty harsh. She's like, oh, you're back. And then he's
okay,
like,
low-key, she's from a family of Nazis who just did this.
This is true.
So, like,
she didn't like them.
I'm not feeling that bad.
Yeah,
for her.
Not that bad.
Like, we don't even know what she did over the last few decades. Like, I'm not totally convinced that she's not a horrible demon. So, you know, yeah. Greta's definitely worse, but Antoinette's not a peach.
No.
And she lied to him about knowing who he was for a long time,
creepy.
Too.
That was a little creepy.
I don't think
like
he gets
stalker.
The mm-hmm. sister stamp of approval. Like, I don't think Freya's like, oh, I love Antoinette.
No.
You should bring her home more often.
I don't think so.
We're not in on her. Yeah. We're not in on her. So we're going to get to our fiercest moment of the week right now, and then whatever it is that you guys are obsessing over. Every time it comes on, it like amps me up. Shanna, we're starting with you this week. For anybody who doesn't know, as we talked about, this is the fiercest moment of the week segment where we talk about the moment that was fiercest in the week. T, what do you got?
My fiercest moment of the week goes to Cole because he's a boss who came in naked, ready to make some sweet love to his wife, and then got put into a Champs de Elysee.
Champagne.
Champs.
Nailed it.
Into a Champs.
Sam, what is your fiercest moment?
Okay, so this is cheating a little, but I just got to give it to Hope, even though she wasn't there, because she made this whole thing happen.
She did. Freya, though.
Freya, too.
Thank you.
Then it'd be Freya, honestly. Too. Freya and Hope.
You got to give credit.
People never give me credit.
Like,
she's right here.
It's
I know.
Loki,
God.
So
save
true.
Save everyone.
Great job.
Nobody ever does it. Like,
no.
I want to see where somebody's like, thank you so much, Freya. And you're like,
right.
Oh, my
Wait,
God.
What?
That would be amazing. Okay, what's your fiercest moment of the week?
I think it's Klaus and Elijah grabbing each other and running through that door together, and then Elijah facing his worst demons in that moment. That was my fiercest
moment. You stole my fiercest moment.
I'm so sorry we had telepathy.
But I'm not even the witch.
She sent it to you. She
did. I stole it right out of your brain.
Or Rossi's just saying that because she didn't have a fiercest moment planned. And
I did plan it. Yeah.
Right.
Tia, I planned it. Okay, don't call me out like that. I knew my fiercest moment, okay? All of those are really good, though. So combination of all of those are my fiercest moments. I have to name one. That was my fiercest one. I think that also, like I talked about Marcel, being an amazing guy to Rebecca, no matter what she's putting at him, that's fierce.
And an amazing key finder.
Yeah, I forgot about Marcel and the
baller key finder. Yeah.
Don't challenge Marcel in hide and seek because he gonna find you.
Yeah, 100%. He's had a lot of practice looking for people, though. He's gone on some searches before.
Yeah, but like, you know, the Michelsons were all just in Mystic Falls and he was in New Orleans. Like, they were.
Right.
That's true.
Find each other for
that's
a while.
That's true.
Anyway,
take a minute.
Before we get into news, Tiana, talk to me about what is going on in this chat right now.
Well, look, we have Riley here who plays Freya. And although Keelan was not in the episode, we have to talk about the relationship with Keelan, which I was clearly planning to do after we talked about the episode.
How are we not going to talk about Freya
and Keelan?
Do it, Rossi.
Freeland. How are we not going to do this?
Yeah, well, a lot of people I saw wanted to know how you felt originally about your coming out story on the show.
It was really funny. They called me before we shot the season and kind of pitched the idea to me. And at first it was like, I didn't really ever think about that for Freya. And then, it just made so much sense that she would fall in love with someone, and love is love. And to be able to represent that was definitely an honor and definitely awesome, to do. And represent. But I didn't necessarily originally see it, and then it made complete sense. It was just like, she's going to fall in love with someone completely, and she deserves that.
What did you see originally? Had you even thought about any kind of romantic interest?
I definitely always wanted love for her. I think I always pictured it with a man initially, only because she was, you know, pregnant with Matthias. Everyone kind of forgets about her long
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Matthias. And she would bring boys home during her party stage. But I think it's a perfect representation of just, like, that aside, none of that matters. She fell in love with a human. And it was awesome to represent that.
How has the LGBTQ community been to you as an actress since you've been portraying this character?
Amazing.
Really?
Amazing. At the conventions, I've had quite a few come up and say that it really helped them come out and
so cool.
speak to their parents and be proud of who they are. And that's all I can ask for as an actor, is to have any kind of effect like that on people. So it's awesome.
Question from the chat. Lois wants to know, what is the hardest part about playing Freya?
What's the hardest part? The chance. No. I think it's just that she's always putting everyone else first. And I feel like she's kind of in the background sometimes. And so, like, I love that about her. And I really relate to her. Just, like, family is, you know, so important. And I love that side of her. But I feel for her sometimes, and I want her to get what she deserves. And so sometimes that can be hard. Also, when she has to do really hard things like kill Davina, that was not fun for me as an actor to do, okay? That was
But was it a little
sad
fun?
Day. It was a little fun.
it was a tiny bit fun.
I like doing, like, breaking necks or powers. I always wish I could do that in real life. I've tried.
Who doesn't?
What is your favorite move? Like, what is your favorite Freya witchy trick?
I always wanted to, like, do more fighting. Like, the wolves get a fight and stuff. And, like, I just... you know, always have that tiny little...
But it's so small, but it's so big. You turn your head sometimes, and it's creepy.
Which is really fun.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm... that's probably my favorite. When I'm really not paying attention to what I'm doing, and I do, like, a little, like, hand movement or head movement, and they go down, like, in agony. I'm like, man, that is awesome.
In real life, gosh. Wouldn't it be
right?
So nice.
Just be so nice.
Anybody who bothered you.
Yep.
Flick up the wrist.
Good night.
Yeah. I'm also getting questions about the accent that you used before and how it went away. And I know we discussed this a little bit before we came in here.
Yes. I wasn't a huge fan of how that started. That being said, I don't regret anything. I think the character grew over time, as all characters do, and I love that where she ended. But initially, they wanted her, which does make sense. They wanted her to sound like she was not from modern day and not from this time. That being said, they also didn't want her to sound like she was English or, you know, have an accent that made no sense. So they just wanted her to sound old-timey. And so
it's a tough direction.
Yeah. It wasn't like super specific, but just kind of like she's crazy. She's kind of weird. She's out of this world. She's different. And so it kind of took on this like voice and this accent. And then over time, I think, which also does make sense to the story, she slowly started talking more normal and herself and becoming more of herself, I think.
Is that more fun for you as an actress?
Absolutely. Too? Well, just more, I can bring elements of myself to the character, and I kind of got to create her over time rather than try to play something that, you know,
T, before we move on to our news and gossip, are there any other shout outs you want to give in the chat or any other last minute questions that are very pressing for Vera and Riley?
I've seen a lot of things that I haven't read about, but like something about possibly a marriage or a baby coming your way on the show.
I mean, I feel like Freya definitely deserves all of that, but whether or not she gets that, you'll just have to wait and see.
Do we know how Freya feels about kids and if that's something she wants?
You will find out what she thinks about that.
Oh. And I do have one other question, because I think it will help us as the panel as well. The Hollow. It's now back, but is it back, or can we still get it out of her? Like, what's the deal with the Hollow?
I know, the Hollow.
It's such a confusing
thing. That's a perfect transition into our news and gossip, into our prediction, so we could talk about that more in a little bit, but give us your thoughts.
It's a dark magic energy that can, like, I guess, take human form, as it did last season, but it's this, like, intense dark magic that even Freya has never seen before. And as you saw in the end of last season, they were able to separate it so that it wasn't overwhelming or it didn't take over by staying away from each other. When they come closer, it gets more powerful and starts taking over. And now, yes, it is Hope decided, I'm going to take it and I'm going to try to conquer it somehow, I guess, and deal with it. But that way the family can be together and we can figure this out all together, as opposed to all being separated again, because I don't think she could take that anymore.
She doesn't have Haley anymore.
Right. And so she's like,
we hear Freya explain that tonight.
Yeah. Yep.
She can't do this. She can't be orphaned like this. So.
No.
That was very touching, too. Let's talk news and gossip from our queen chat mistress, Tiana. What do you got for us?
Okay, so I found the letter that was posted by Karina Adley McKenzie. She posted it last night. She said one of the letters, and it reads, "Dear Klaus, you'd have been proud of Hope today. She's back home for summer break. I brought her out to the bayou for the crawfish boil, hoping she'd play with the other Crescent kids. But when I turned around, she was gone. I found her inside at Mary's bedside, telling her stories and singing to her. Aww. Sometimes I think about all of the unlikely things that led to her existence. You and I, born 1,000 years apart, and all of the petty crap that brought us to that one night in Mystic Falls. It's been hard, but the truth is, I watched her curled up next to that dying woman and knew I wouldn't change a thing. In all my life, I've never felt lucky before her. Anyway, we miss you, Haley."
That is really sweet. That's an amazing letter. I had no idea that it was written so well like that.
I always wonder, like, the writers.
It wasn't just a prop. Yeah. It was like a real letter.
It's so sweet.
Did they write more?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
There's probably more letters. Karina, give us more letters.
This is why you should marry a writer, just for the wedding vows. Yeah. Like, think about how beautiful.
Yeah. No, she's one of our favorite writers. She always writes words like, they'll make you cry.
Holy crap.
That was
the very first time I read that, and
tell me
it's real.
Yeah, wow.
T's face just started to, like,
you take over, T. Give me more news and gossip.
Okay,
really,
so the
sweet
other thing is that, OMG, Julie Pleck, what are you doing to us? So last night, Julie tweeted out this terrible but terrific tweet. "After tonight, there are 5 episodes of hashtag the originals left before the end of its run. There are about as many significant deaths coming. I know you're mourning, and it's going to be hard, but there is some real beauty, love, and peace to come. Buckle up." What?
Okay, so here, breaking this down, there is about as many significant deaths as 5 episodes. I would say about as many probably means there are 4 significant deaths.
Yeah.
Every time I say something, I'm going to look at Riley and see if she gives anything. Oh, gosh. It's so hard when you're talking to actresses because you guys just act like you don't know. But yeah. I know you know. So if there are four deaths, who do we think they are?
Elijah.
You think does he White Oak stake himself?
No, he sacrifices himself for the betterment somehow of everybody else. And this is his way to make up to them for everything he did.
So the only person we know is safe is Hope. Because she's got a spinoff show. Yeah. So we got to keep her around. Yeah, right. Although I guess she could die and we could do a spinoff show by bringing her back. I don't know. I guess we don't actually know anybody safe. Mm-mm. So who do you think, T?
I don't want to have anyone die.
Well, that wasn't my question. just to be clear.
The reason why I think it won't be Elijah is because of everything we just went through with him. And for the twist to be that he's one of the last people that Hope is then left with would actually, like, be story-wise pretty interesting. So I'm going to say everyone except Elijah.
Well,
but then also Josh and Marcel are also included in significant deaths.
Josh is 100% dying. I'm so sorry, Steven. They've almost killed you 80 times. Yeah. They've killed every guy you've ever loved.
He always makes it through.
He does.
His lives have run out.
He's dead. Vincent, dead. Probably Ivy. I don't know if that counts as significant, but...
I think Cole's dead, too.
Cole? No, he's not dead because he chose a better, higher ground of a life, and he's with Davina, and if we kill him, it's mean.
Well, then he'll come back.
Freya, I think she makes it out alive because she uses her head the most. Wow, if we kill Klaus, this is going to be real intense.
I think she's losing both her parents, and that explains why she's back at the school.
Wow.
I wouldn't be surprised by it.
Yeah, you're so right.
I don't even... Okay, we have to move past this part of... are we done with news and gossip?
Yeah, that's it.
Let's get to our predictions.
Which it kind of led us into. And now,
with the Hollow?
Well, we're predicting who's killing, who's dying.
Yeah, so who's dying? But also with the Hollow, do we think that Hope's going to have an easy time conquering this? Or do we think that's going to bring us to the end of this series?
So, my prediction...
Love it.
Is I think that we are going to see Haley again. I think that the other significant deaths that are all a part of Hope's life are also going to come into play. And it's going to be kind of like the end of Harry Potter when he's there and he has the stone and he sees like all the people he loves.
Thinking about the vampire diaries.
Spoiler alert.
Yes. Well, I mean, if you haven't seen Harry Potter, shame on you. So it's going to be like that where Hope, you know, is trying to conquer this and maybe she has to die to kill the Hollow, but then she's not actually dead because that death was just the Hollow's death, not her death.
Ooh, one of the deaths is the Hollow.
Yeah, one of the deaths is the Hollow, so she's still alive.
Maybe the Hollow counts as five people.
Yeah, in that moment, she gets to see all the people who the Hollow took away from her in her life.
Interesting prediction. Sam, what do you got?
I like the idea of the Hollow, kind of her fighting it and having all these people. It's not called The Other Side, whatever it's going to be called, but...
Oh, that reference to Catherine in tonight's episode is so great,
yes,
too, though.
I always love references.
And he didn't want her to name
to the
vampire.
Yes.
Oh, God, no. There's only one of that.
But, you know I talk about The Vampire Diaries a lot. I'm sorry. I'm not really sorry. And at the end of The Vampire Diaries, a lot of the people were dead, but we saw this beautiful reunion together wherever they went and found peace. And so, I don't know, I could see some of the characters going to that place.
Riley, you can't really predict because you know, but anything we should be looking forward to? All of it?
Yeah.
Buckle up.
Really?
Buckle up.
Are we going to be like big messes on YouTube?
More like grab our tissues or more like get excited to be happy?
I'm going to say I'll just describe it as bittersweet.
Ooh. It's my favorite kind of chocolate. Yeah. Semi-sweet.
Yep.
Gosh.
I do have one prediction from the chat.
All right, give it to us.
Nas says, my prediction is that Hope will be the villain for the last five episodes. The way they stop her is by Hope dying and becoming a vampire, losing her magic. I don't want a magicless Hope because, you know, it's one more witch.
Is that what would happen?
Well, she would...
I think they're saying they'll... eventually kill off her other things and she'll just be a vampire by the end.
She hasn't killed anybody yet, so she's not wolfy yet. Oh, we didn't even mention, this was last episode, but people were writing in the comments that we didn't mention Klaus calling her Lil Wolf.
Yeah, I know.
It was really sweet,
we
too.
Do, we love Claylee.
Yeah, we love all of them. We love. I ship all the ships. I'm sailing for days.
Well, I want to say one more thing that I'm upset about, and I don't think I'm going to get what I want at all, is that they have teased the Elijah and Haley relationship for a million years for us, it seems. And we're never going to get to see them together.
Maybe he dies, and wherever they go, they're together.
I like that.
You're welcome.
I like
that.
Or
he doesn't die, and he's the last family member left to raise her daughter.
I was trying to make her feel better.
I know, sorry, but I wanted my prediction to be right.
And on that note, we're going to get out of here, guys. Don't forget, you can keep the conversation going with us. We're at AfterBuzz TV. You can find me at Roxy Stryer.
Oh, you can find me at the Tiana Hobson.
Don't pretend like you forgot. The chat is your life. The people are your life.
I know. Chat, I know we had a little bit of a tiff today.
Oh.
But just know that I still love you and that I always got your back. And I might not be responding, but I'm trying to read everything and get to it. And
it's
I
a
will.
Lot.
I promise.
They were just
we
so excited that you were
today.
Here.
Oh,
yes. But well, thank you so
it's
much.
It's hard. We got to break down the episode. We want to ask all your questions, but definitely we can always keep the conversation going. It never ends. So don't worry about that. Sam, where can people keep up with you?
You guys can find me at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. This has by far been the best day of my 2 weeks.
Oh,
yes, I get 2 weeks.
Wow. You after you gave it a week, that's got to feel really good.
I know. It feels really great.
Riley, what's your handle?
It's Life of Riley V. I'm Life sorry I do not tweet a lot. I know you guys tell me I need to tweet more. I'm really sorry. I'm going to try to get better at that. But I do Instagram, and it is also Life of Riley V.
Awesome. And don't forget to find us on YouTube, on iTunes. Give us that 5-star thumbs up wherever you are. Write a comment. Again, we read everything you have to say, especially Tiana. We'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place.
Woo! Thank you so much.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.